Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
A little too late.
What if I told you, Joe, and you can join the participation, all you lovely listeners, all you roasters out there, 888-957-9570. It's the same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Again, 888-957-9570. What if I told you the NFC is the deeper conference right now than the AFC?
I would listen to it. I feel like with Baltimore sliding the way that they have, that takes one of the big players out of the game. And, you know, look, Lamar's record versus the NFC is like unbelievable.
Oh, it's insane.
He only has like two or three losses in his entire career against the NFC. I think that right now you can make the case, and as we were talking about with tiers and whatnot, you've got Detroit, Philly, and I would put Tampa Bay in kind of tier one of the NFC. Tier two is incredible. Think about it. What do you make of Green Bay? I don't know. Like, what do you make of them? What do you make of the Niners? I don't even know. Like, they're so injured. I don't know what to make of them.
With Mac Jones, anything is possible. That much I do know.
Now, you might laugh at this. What do you make of the Dallas Cowboys?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Well,
everyone's they got an offense, I'll say that. They have an offense.
And they're doing it without CeeDee Lamb, okay?
Yes.
What do you make of the Rams?
I think the Rams will be fine.
I don't know. I'm just throwing out these scenarios. Does anyone know what to make of the Commanders this year? I'm talking about this year. I don't. You know, I don't know what to make of the Atlanta Falcons. So your point on Seattle Seahawks, which were in a back-and-forth battle with Tampa Bay over the weekend. I think that there are a variety of teams in that Tier 2, Tier 3 category. They could be elevated in Tier 1, they could stay in Tier 2, or they could completely fall off. I don't know. It feels like to me, there's a clear couple of teams at the top, and then it's anybody else's ball game.
I mean, that's why the more and more I watch the NFL, and this is why it's just so good. It's, again, week-to-week league, it's a cliche, But there's so much stuff that happens in a given week that changes your perception on how you feel about a certain team going forward, whether we want to do that or not. That's why today I'm actually taking a step back, and I've had so much PTSD watching the Kansas City Chiefs for so long. I refuse to ever bury them. Kind of like with the Patriots and Belichick for all those years, Joe.
Yeah, no,
me and you were in lockstep every time.
Setting.
I am never going to throw water. Hell, even when Tom Brady, we all saw that was over in Tampa when he was like 46 years old. I was like, yeah, but you never know. It's Tom, right? And they have Mike Evans, and they have all this other, like, yeah, you never know. That's what I'm saying with the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's all take a step back. They're 2-3. And I think everyone thought after that week one win for the Los Angeles Chargers, Chargers are going to run away with it. They look really good. They started 3-0 in the division. Oh my God. Well, they don't have their starting left and right tackles.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are. You're not going to succeed if you're going to lose them. And they just lost their rookie running back who got put on IR, Marion Hampton.
Yeah.
So take a step back. The 49ers, just like the Rams, I'm not putting cold water on them yet. And the Niners, they're hot right now. Let's see what it looks like against Tampa Bay. And I think this is going to be the best offense they will have faced this year.
Not
the way
doubt.
That Baker's playing, hell, it's week five, so I it's kind of silly to talk about the MVP discussion. But if there was an MVP right now, if I had a vote, which I don't, probably good go to Baker Mayfield. He's been incredible.
Look, we're a third of the way, give or take, through the season. And there's just a lot we don't know. Like right now, Minnesota, I think they look a lot better with Carson Wentz. I know everyone wants to laugh at Carson Wentz. Look around the league. Redemption stories galore. So every time you want to throw dirt on somebody, they like the Undertaker come bounding out of the casket. And the next thing you know, the guy throws for 4,000 yards. See Sam Darnold.
I mean, I think it was a great example last night. And that's kind of what I want to jump in here to this quarterback conversation. And being too quick to write off quarterbacks as we're witnessing Mac Jones' resurgence here at the San Francisco 49ers, I think a great litmus test for all this is Trevor Lawrence. Now, you might still think he might not live up to being the number one overall pick, and some saying he's one of the greatest prospects of all time and all of that. That's fine. But you can't tell me that he is not the perfect example of why coaching in the NFL matters.
If he had Liam Cohen from day one, I think he'd be way farther along.
Way farther. But who do you have year one, Joe?
Was it Urban Meyer year one?
Thank you.
Yeah.
One of the absolute dumpster fires of the century when it comes to coaching.
Jim Tom Sula was a better NFL coach than Urban Meyer.
And
that's a real sentence.
I wouldn't debate you. The only company that
I still can't believe that.
The only company that Urban Meyer has when it comes to worst coaching jobs at the NFL level I've ever seen, Bobby Petrino with the neck brace, just leaving the note in the locker room for the Atlanta Falcons. Nathaniel Hackett, who I don't think was a bad person, just clearly in over his head when he was in Denver with Russell Wilson, that albatross of a contract. That was horrible. And like, that's it. And like of this century, when I think of the worst coaching jobs I've ever seen, it's up there. And that's what Trevor Lawrence was handed. I don't care how generational you are as a talent. If you don't have good coaching, you will not succeed.
No.
It could have been Andrew Luck. It could have been John Elway. It could have been Dan Marino. It could have been Joe Montana. Whoever you think is the Tom Brady, you are handed an awful situation as a rookie. More often than not, you are going to be bad. That's just how it works. It's almost never you could rise above the ineptitude of an organization as a rookie. It's almost unfathomable. So what happens when Trevor Lawrence gets competent coaching with Doug Peterson? I know how it ended, but Doug Peterson, I think, is a legitimate, or at least was a legitimate head coach coming out of Philadelphia, winning a Super Bowl there, having success with Nick Foles, hell, having success with Carson Wentz when he's an MVP candidate. He had success, and he brought legitimacy to that organization that desperately needed it. And then they went to the playoffs immediately and won a game from behind, being down against the Chargers and Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa and Justin Herbert and Brandon Staley and all of that. And then they put up a fight against the Chiefs and they lose. And then what happens? They regress. 2 years in a row, it's not good. And the offensive coaching, it looks like Trevor regressed. It was all bad. And they clean house, get rid of Trent Baalke. And now you're seeing the third iteration of Trevor Lawrence in a new offense. Again, a new offense for this guy. And he's succeeding right now. And he's still making mistakes and he's still learning. But that's also what I'm seeing from Mac Jones. And it's so refreshing. A guy, it's Mac Jones 3.0. Right, you saw him in New England. You saw some success. Saw him take a step back. And it was awful because the situation was awful. Then he goes to be a backup in Jacksonville. As I just mentioned, the last couple of years of Jacksonville, bad. And he wasn't good because of that. Now you got competent coaching around him and a competent infrastructure. And this looks like a perfect marriage right now. And when I say marriage, relax. All right. They can take a step back and insert Brock Purdy whenever he's healthy. We'll get into that conversation, I promise, with Baldy at 7:30 and Bonte at 8 o'clock today.
I actually have a thought on that.
Yeah, what is your thought?
Let me ask you guys a question, Niner fans. What's the longest win streak during the Kyle Shanahan era? Anybody?
Oh, was it that 8-0? Eight games in a row? Yes, that's my
answer. To start yes. The 2019 season, they went off. They were undefeated at one point. But the longest one since then has been a 6-game win streak.
Okay.
From weeks 8 through 13, all right, in the 2019 season. And where I'm going at with this is that I'm looking at the quarterback play, and I'm saying to myself, right now, teams win and lose, right? But there's something to be had with the momentum that they've got going on right now. The season, we want to say, oh, it's super long. It's week to week. And you got to ride the momentum, and you got to ride the wave. And I look at this team right now, and for whatever reason, they're humming. Both offensively in terms of the pass game with a bunch of nobodies. And then, like, the team feels very connected camaraderie-wise. I think you need to bottle this up and ride it out as long as you can. And where I'm going is this. Mac Jones is my quarterback until he loses a game. Forget even talking about Purdy. This means nothing about Purdy. This is all about Mac Jones. This has nothing to do with the contract. This has nothing to do with big picture. I don't want to talk about next year or later on down this year. I'm just riding the Mac Jones wave until he loses a game. And then when he loses a game, all right, we'll pivot right back over to Purdy, or we'll see where he's at in terms of his health-wise and all that. Like, right now, Mac Jones is the quarterback until he loses. I know it's teams win and lose. I'm not trying to pin it all on him. He's not the main reason why they're winning and losing games, but he's a reason, okay? Teams win and lose. And for right now, whatever reason, this team has got some positive momentum going, and it feels like the most momentum they've had in multiple years. I think you need to ride the wave as long as you can. And I know people are going to disagree with me, and they're going to, you know, get all in their emotions and their feelings about Brock Purdy. Brock is the big picture quarterback, but for right now, devoid of how you feel about Brock Purdy long term or later on in the season, I'm riding the wave with Mac Jones. I'm just going to keep going with Mac until he loses a game. How can you not? How can you not? What, are you going to put this guy on the bench? To me, this is very equivalent of, hey, it's the fifth inning or the fourth inning of a baseball game, and this guy's humming right now, my pitcher, and I'm not taking the ball out of his hands. The other dugout wants to see someone different, and I'm not going to do that. I'm going to ride it out until a couple of runners get on base and we give up some runs. And so I think that you got to just stick with Mac Jones for the time being. And if he beats Tampa Bay, like, even if Brock is 100% healthy, how can you go back for the right now? Like, if this guy beats Tampa Bay and this team goes out there and executes and they look good on offense and they knock off Tampa Bay, who right now is one of the better teams in the league, I don't see how you could stop the momentum. I'm not saying that you don't go back to Purdy at some point. What I'm saying is I'm riding the Mac Jones wave. This is all about Mac and the offense and everything that's going on right now. And I'm just trying to keep the positive momentum. And I know that's going to trigger a lot of people and they're going to get all up in their feelings. And that's totally fine. I've seen this before with the Niners. All right. With Kaepernick and Alex Smith, you ride the wave and it works in season. I'll worry about later on down the year. Now, if Mac gets injured, you know, things take care of itself. Right. If Mac loses a game, we go back. Right. If he has a 3 or 4 turnover game and the team still wins. All right. Now we make a move. But right now, like, look what he's doing with nobody else out there. For whatever reason, it's working. All right. It's working. So I don't care about the money invested. I don't care about, you know, his status within the team. I'm riding it week to week. And as long as Mac Jones keeps winning, I'm sticking with Mac Jones.
888-957-9570. You heard Shasky right there. He's riding the hot hand. Niner fans, are you riding the hot hand with Mac Jones? Are you sticking with Mac as long as he is winning? And at that first
and,
loss.
And they're looking good.
And they're looking good.
Because yeah, I you win
okay,
a game.
Okay, so that's a stipulation. Okay. All
look,
right.
Look, I want to be fair here. Like, there's context with everything, right? You win a game and you're throwing, you know, 2-3 picks and you're fumbling the ball in the pocket, or you're hurt and you can't suit up. Like, that's a different conversation. But I think we've got to ride the hot hand here. Like, the season's not long. I know we think it's really long. It's week to week, and every week that he goes out there and wins a game, A, it buys you more time for Brock's eventual return, and B, like, you're just trying to stack wins. You know, on a good year, what do you win, 12, 13 games?
Yeah.
Guy's won 3 games this year. Let's say he wins 4 or 5 over the, you know, like, you know what I'm saying, overall.
That'll be huge.
Dude, you take that to the bank and you cash it.
Absolutely.
You cash it.
Buccaneers, Falcons, Texans in the month of October. That's a tough stretch. Like, those are all like legitimate teams right there that have had some solid wins this season. Obviously the Bucs being the best of the bunch. Don't know quite yet what to make of the Atlanta Falcons. The Texans have been a playoff team the last couple seasons. They've been kind of up and down with CJ Stroud, who, by the way, said he's feeling older already. He doesn't even feel like he's in his prime anymore, even though he's 23 years old. Might have been the weirdest quote I saw over the weekend. But you're riding the hot hand with Mac Jones. Niner fans, are you riding the hot hand with him? Listen, if Brock Purdy is healthy, and that's the big question for me, Joe, is he ever going to be healthy this season? I don't know. I have no idea if this turf toe variant is ever going to go away. I have no way of knowing that. That being said, it's a great problem to have leaning on Mac Jones if I can get Brock closer, an inch closer every single week to getting to that 100% mark, which I don't think he'll reach, but can he be 90%? Can he be 90% of Brock Purdy? Because what we saw against the Jags, Joe, was not 90%.
No.
That was like 75%, 70%. I don't know what percentage you want to say. It wasn't good enough. And it was clear he was compromised. It was clear he was unsure of himself. He didn't have that confidence. He didn't have the decisiveness. And it cost them that win. By the way, that loss I'm not feeling as bad about after watching the Jags do what they did last night. I think that's a good team. I think Jags are going to the playoffs. Now, that being said, it doesn't take away the sting of it because you were in that game and had a chance to steal it late. And I think that was due to Jacksonville being boneheaded. A lot of those, and Trevor Lawrence in particular, still doing some crazy things. Also picking his nose on the sideline. But are you with Joe Shasky here, Niner fans? Are you riding the hot hand with Mac Jones? If Mac keeps winning, you keep starting him. It's that simple?
As a starting quarterback, he's got the longest win streak since 2023 when they won 6 in a row. They won 11 in a row in 2022. Like, think about that. So he's got 3-0 right now. Last year, you didn't win back-to-back games. Now, I'm not saying it's all on the quarterback.
That's crazy.
But you have to ride the hot hand here in this situation. I know it's crazy they didn't win back-to-back
games
last year.
That's insane, actually.
It's been multiple years. Like, guys, we're overthinking this. You just, week to week, you ride the hot hand, and when the hand cools down and doesn't play well, or you lose a game or whatever, like, all right, then we'll have the conversation. I'm sticking with Mac for the time being. And if you disagree, I want to hear with you. Like, I want to have let's have a legitimate intellectual debate regarding this.
People are fired up on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. We're getting some calls in here, and also hit us up on YouTube where we are streaming. You can see these lovely, lovely faces. Also the likes of Brian Baldinger.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.